As we heard yesterday, obviously, the election is very nearly with us, the general election. And with me in the studio is Peter Caron. Now, Peter Caron, very familiar politician, elected to Onchan in a by-election in 1985, former member of the Labour Party, but left to form 2 years later in 2006 the Liberal Vanin Party. In 2006, he received more votes than any other candidate across the island, consistently an outspoken critic of the government and its policies. Good morning, Mr. Caron.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, the Isle of Man is traditionally a Conservative with a small C nation, only infrequently given to revolution. And now your party is a party of change. How sharp is the Manx appetite for change?
Well, I hope it is, because obviously times are running out. We cannot afford the luxury to run the place like it's been run over the last 20 years. The fact is we've seen the biggest economic boom, but the fact is that we've also got such amount of liabilities as far as the future of the island's concerned.
But generally, Manx people feel fairly comfortable, and if they feel comfortable, it would be difficult to say to them, change everything, throw everything in the air, let's try something different.
Well, it's a bit like the media, as I say, when they prop up what's actually the status quo. The fact is...
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
No, well, I think it's opinion of most people as far as the way we've got it here. The fact is you've got Anderson mentioning the customs agreement. The reason that's out today is because of questioning by me. The reason why we have questions on a regular basis is to try and hold the executive to account and not have a situation where a small select few who seem to be able to use the public purse as their own personal piggy bank.
Takes me on to my next question. 13 of the 22 oral questions are from yourself. We've had a listener saying it's probably worth costs an awful lot of money for the government to answer all these questions. Is it worth it?
Well, go and ask that for the people who paid for $131 million for a £40 million power station. The fact is, when I wasn't there, you never had a sitting.
Your answer is yes to that. Should the policy of the individual Lib Van members be consistent with the policy of the party as a whole? I mean, if you, for instance, got a whole lot of members in this time, would they be expected to vote as a group?
Absolutely on Lib Van policy. The fact is...
Isn't that what you're accusing the government of doing, of having a caucus?
No, the point is the government's being dishonest in the fact they're claiming to be independents, or what the Manx call yam yats, Tory to you, Liberal to me, and nothing to anybody but themselves.
Is Liberal a good tag to have at the moment, considering what's happening across?
Oh, well, I think the point is, what we wanted to do is create a party reform to try and get a rainbow alliance of people who realise that the present system of government is totally unacceptable and unsustainable. That's why we've got the Liberal Vanin Party, to try and get that sort of audit into the systems of government.
I noticed that so far the candidates declared for Lib Vans have all been in constituencies where there is a minister. Is that a direct policy? Are you targeting ministers?
No. When you've got to remember, you've got 10 of the 24 members are ministers. The fact is, it's so disproportionate anyways.
It's possible that we'll have the chief minister's job up for grabs in the autumn. Mm-hmm. It's possible. Do you see yourself as a chief minister?
I think that after 30 years of a negative campaigning that I've had to put up with over the last 30 years from the establishment, I think I could do a reasonable job. But I reckon that you're not going to see that sort of revolution.
If you were offered it, they said, Mr. Caron, we want you to be chief minister, would you accept?
Obviously, if we had a Liberal government, we would have me as chief minister until I was changed by a party conference to a new party leader.
When you gave your speech to the budget, which incidentally you voted against, of course, which you habitually seem to vote against, why is that?
Well, of course, you spent £160 million more than came in. And the fact is that what I do think is so terrible because of the lack of accountability is the irresponsibility of this government trying to put everything off until after the election so they've got their feet under the table so that they can carry on as they have done, which is unsustainable.
Well, let's just mention something you mentioned there, the pensions black hole, £500 million.
Mm-hmm. And who exposed it?
Well, yeah, but what would you do about it? If you were chief minister, what would you do about it?
What you would have done like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but what would you do now?
What should have been done when I made the representations on this issue?
But that's jobbing backwards. What can you do now if you were chief minister?
Well, the situation would be is that you've got to stop final salary to start off with. We're going to have to seriously look at increasing the amount. I believe the money that we've spent on the present government's policy is a waste of money, and what we're going to see is that we're going to have to do a complete U-turn on it.
One last question. Does your party have to do well this election or fall by the wayside? Is this the final chance for Lib Vans to actually gain a lot of candidates?
I hope that the Liberal Vanham Party is there as part of the constitution of good governance that this island needs if it wants any constitutional change in the future as far as independence. And I think if we don't get a Lib Van party success this time, well, that'll be up to people like myself in previous generations that's created the change that's needed.
Mr. Caron, thank you very much indeed. Peter Caron, a prospective candidate for the constituency of Onchan. It's 8 o'clock.